Hi, I'm Dr. Sophia, email marketing strategist and educator, and I am committed to making email marketing simple and profitable for you. Through my online email marketing school, Sophia Learning Hall, you can find the link in the show notes. Fun fact, I'm an obstetrician gynecologist resident in training. Yes, I'm an actual practicing medical doctor. Email marketing experiments was born out of the desire to share behind the scenes of failed and successful email marketing campaigns. Simply put, what we've tried, not just me, but me and every guest I bring on the show, what we've tried that has worked or didn't work. So instead of just thinking it and testing it, we're committed to also sharing the BTS with you on this podcast. Come join us behind the scenes. And one more thing, as you listen, if you're a freelancer, service provider, or business owner, go ahead and check the show notes for the gift I kept for you. You'll find it under the title Gift. Now let's go behind the scenes. I've personally thoroughly enjoyed myself this end of year with all the prediction content and all the what to expect in 2026 and 2025 recaps. I, for one, love a good prediction, especially when you have it backed by data based on your experiences, what you've seen. And I love that everybody is sharing. And initially, I was like, I don't think I should do one. Maybe I should, you know, start from next year. But I decided that, you know what, we launched the podcast this year. We've had 30 guests come on the podcast this year, and it would be amazing to wrap it up by doing a prediction content as well. So let's know that this is the year that we have so many firsts as regards the podcast. So my prediction for 2026 as regards email marketing boils down to two major things. And these are the trends that I have seen in my own journey in managing email lists for local and foreign clients. And I'll tell you the first one. Now, if you're just listening to me, I'm sure you know this is Dr. Sapphire. If you haven't met me before, email marketing strategist and educator slash mentor. I tell people when it comes to email marketing, I show you how or I do it for you. And I have been privileged to be in this industry for 4 years and to be able to train and mentor over 600 people. So let's get down to the T. I've worked with 23 plus clients across various industries. And two things that I saw stand out this year more than ever is what I'm about to share with you, because I see it going next level in 2026. One is personalization. Now, back in the days, personalization used to mean hello, first name, and everybody's like, oh my God, they sent me an email that has my first name. Now, personalization is down to the demographics, the psychographics, the behavior graphics. What do I mean? People are now personalizing based on interest, based on behavior. So instead of just sending emails that have first names, we are sending emails based on people's interest. We are setting up trigger-based automations based on the actions they take. And so you're personalizing not just for the aesthetics and for the feel-good vibe, but you're personalizing for where they are in the customer journey and what they are doing per time. And all the softwares can help you to do this to one degree or the other. So let me give you an example. Somebody has been following a series of emails and is responding. And when I say responding, I'm saying person is reading, the person is, you know, following, person is clicking, person may not be at that time going ahead to take the purchase. Because you have the data, you can set up a behavioral automation that goes, if this person has checked out this page X number of times or in the past XYZ period, send this person this. And so in that time where they are checking out and they are very hot, because now they are no longer warm leads, they have moved from cold to warm to hot, right? You're able to send out something, an email that is timely to be able to speak to where that person is per time. So when we're talking about personalization, we're not just saying, oh, first name. We're talking about, oh, somebody signed up. And from the sign up, I have 3 options in my first welcome email that makes the journey tailored to where they are. Because someone can be signing up today and the person is not ready to buy. And another person can be signing up today and the person is like, I'm looking for the solution to my problem. And so you are setting up your emails using link clicks and all of that in such a way that that person that is hot right now can go ahead to move forward to the very next step in their own journey, right? And so you set up triggers that pick the signals and send out emails that would answer to the questions that they have so that they can move to the next step. You see, email marketing is so beautiful because it is data-backed and it is community and it can lead to clients. But you need to be able to set up all of these. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Now, I know that I'm telling you, trigger based and all of that. So let me tell you in simple English. Let me walk you through my welcome email setup today. When you sign up to my email list and join the email clinic, the welcome sequence is a series of stories. Well, in those series of stories, here's what I did. I identified the different levels that my subscribers can be at, right? So we have those that are the searchers. I defined it for them. Those that are the voyagers, the explorers, the authority, the grandmasters. And most of the people that will sign up will be within the first 3. So I didn't even bother with the last 2. And so based on that, I gave like a breakdown and then I set up links for each of them. Now, you know, some people want to click all 3 links, which is fine. But the thing is, if you are a searcher and you're ready to take action, I have set it in a way that when you click the link and you see what you get, it makes it easier for you to take action then, because I have personalized it for you. Even though it is the first welcome email, I have created it in such a way that you are seeing where it is you are and something that is speaking to where it is you are at that time. And I do that throughout the flow of the welcome sequence. Do you understand? So that is personalization based on where they are in their journey. I could also have personalization based on interest, based on what it is they want to achieve or what it is they want to do. So we're not just sending out emails because we think it's good and nice and fancy. We're sending out emails because we know that people need help and they're coming into our community because they trust us to be able to help them. Okay, now another place where we can have personalization. So there's this thing I do, my birthday automation. Now, before now, I used to have just one option in the email. And then I looked at it and I'm like, one option limits it because once somebody isn't aligned with this option, I lose that person. So how about I make it 3 options and use my messaging to be able to speak to those 3 people in what it is that I'm giving them in the birthday email, right? So we'll do another episode on the birthday email sometime later. What I'm saying is that personalization is now moving from the whole, has moved from the whole first name and is really, really sitting down on the behavior and the interest of your subscribers. And so as you move into 2026, ensure that you're setting up signals that help you pick behavior and interest. It starts from your sign up process. So when someone signs up to your list today, is the lead magnet targeted to a particular behavior or interest? Are there check boxes when they sign up that allow them indicate or show you what it is that they are interested in? When they start receiving your emails, do you have click signals that allows you to tag people based on their interest? So again, I have something like that. When you sign up, when you start receiving emails, if you click a particular set of links, you'll be tagged XYZ. It shows me that this is the interest bucket you fall into. And then you can then receive more tailored emails for that one, which can even be automated and set up. So you're not just sending emails because you want to send emails to everybody on your list, but you're creating a more personalized and targeted journey for that person based on their interest and based on their behavior per time. And so that's where personalization is going in 2026, is sitting deep in the interest and in the behavior. Now, another place personalization is going again is in awareness, because humans, people, subscribers are even more aware of the advent of technology and where it is that it is going. And so when you do some of these things, they know that, oh, this is your automation that is running and that is flowing. So personalization comes in again in the form of you being human and you being your authentic self to them. So you're not just, trying to be all AI and automations. You're saying, yes, I'm using AI and automations. Yes, this might not be me sending you an email in real time, and I know that you are aware of this. However, because I show you my authentic self and show you, make it more of building a relationship, make it more of me showing my humanity, being relatable, share my experiences and my stories, that is another level of personalization right there. So three things you should do when it comes to personalization in 2026: pick up interests, pick up behaviors, and show your authentic self. What that simply means is show your human, show things that make people relate with you, and use that in your email marketing. Now, my second prediction, which is where email marketing is going, is that people are beginning to look at email marketing as a system. It's not just my newsletter, it's not just my email list, but more and more people are beginning to understand that it is email marketing, which means that it is a marketing system. So it should be treated as such. So instead of looking at different things in isolation, you're bringing it all together. So I like to tell people about my ANCO framework, which is the attract, the nurture, the convert, and the optimize. And what that means is that you're looking at this as one system that helps you build community and get clients, as opposed to, oh, my newsletter, as opposed to, oh, I'm just going to send out an email. So you're being inconsistently consistent or consistently inconsistent, whichever category you fall into, or you do every now and then, hit or miss, depending on your vibes. But when you think about it as a system is created to work. In, all the different moving parts are created to work as one in synergy. So when you think of your email marketing as a system, you understand that what is the goal you want for email marketing? What role do you want email marketing to achieve for you? So for some people, they want to just build community and have that database. For some other people, it's like, I want to build community. That's good and fine. People are opening and reading. But what I really want is to get clients, for people to book calls, for people to, raise their hands, for me to generate leads. And so when you think of it as this system, you begin to work the system. So you're not just sending emails, but from the very beginning, when you are building your email list, when you're setting it up, you are thinking of it as a system to help you achieve XYZ. And so you take each part of that system. So attract, how do people join your list? Nurture, how are you building know, like, and trust factor? Convert, what are the things you're putting in place to ensure that you can shorten the buyer journey and get people to be able to make a decision easily? Optimize, what are the things you see that are working that you can do more of, and the things that are not working that you want to remove? So when you think of it as a system, you're able to think of, so a system is able to give you a result. A system is predictable and is repeatable. It means that you're thinking of your email marketing that you know that when you do this, these are the results that you will get, and then you can improve on it, right? And so instead of just thinking about it in isolation as I'm sending emails, I'm doing this, you begin to come from the strategy point of view and you begin to think of it as a system, a whole ecosystem, one whole. So it's not, oh, I'm building my list and you leave it there, but you're building your list, you're nurturing them, you're converting them, and you're improving on what works. So those are my two predictions. People started doing all these things more in 2025, and it is going to skyrocket in 2026, especially with all the new laws that will keep coming, the tightening of the spam filters and all of those amazing things, and the fact that social media is getting flooded with all manner of things, content and so on. People will still be checking their emails. However, they don't just want you to come into their inbox and be telling them what everybody's already telling them. They want something that is more personalized and supportive to them, right? And you can easily apply these two things I said. And if you're not sure how to apply it, go ahead and drop me a message. My social links are in the show notes. We can just have a chat and I can give you like my suggestions on what I think you can do to be able to ensure that you're picking interest and behavior signals, and to be able to think of your email list as a system as opposed to any other thing. And that, I think the 2025 season has officially come to an end. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast and everything we have done in the past year. We officially launched March 23rd, and this is the last episode for this year. We'll be back to see you in the new year. So happy new year in advance, and thank you so much for sticking with us and for sticking with Email Marketing Experiments. Now do us a favor, go to the show notes, you'll see a feedback form. Give us feedback on the podcast. Tell us your favorite episode and all of that, and we'll love to feature you on our website. Okay? Have a great rest of your holidays. Bye. Hi, Dr. Safaya here. Thank you so much for listening to yet another episode of Email Marketing Experiments. I'm going to ask a favor. Please leave a rating and a comment on this podcast. It goes a long way to help increase visibility for our podcast so that we can reach even more people. Till next time, this is still Email Marketing Experiments. Think it, test it, and share it.